I wasn't entirely sure what my brand new husband and I would find on the other side of our epic adventure to Italy. Beyond the inevitable baseline of culture shock that occurs with any new move, the backdrop of the global pandemic lent a challenging and dangerous variable to our equation. Yet we were not unseasoned travelers, Adam and I. I had grown up stretched across three countries that couldn't be more different from each other, while he had run away from his very southern U.S. upbringing at the earliest opportunity to see the opposite ends of the world, ultimately residing in Seoul for a decade before returning to the good old U.S. of A. It was in his hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, that we met, fell in love, and realized that we simply couldn't not make international travel a key component of the life we were planning together. Brett went on a search. Following a day's labor in his father's fields, he would set off in a new direction each evening and walk until it was dark, following which he would navigate his way back home by the light of the lantern he carried. And there were times when he didn't return until the next morning. No one seemed to notice him, and he seemed perfectly at ease being out in the open. He finished his plowing one day and, armed only with a sack holding his lantern, a loaf of bread, and a little wheel of cheese, he set out in a new direction, carrying his sack with him. Moments later, she returned with more options. They may have been one pieces, but with their various cutouts and crisscrossing straps hitting all the wrong craters on my moonscape, they displayed more than some of the bikinis. I tried one anyway. Couldn't squeeze myself decently into it. The next was better. High-cut legs, low-cut bra. Thankfully, no slits in the midsection. Curious for a fuller view, I came out for a look in the mirror after making certain no other customers had wandered into the store. "Molto bello! Le sta benissimo, davvero!" the woman gushed as I cringed at my reflection. In my head, my mother tisked, warning me not to be taken in by the false flattery. "Yeah," Roderick ran his hand through his hair and looked away. "We don't want to leave the second floor since we were the first ones to find it, so we decided to set up camp on some high ground." "But the place was really flat," she said, tilting her head. "Aside from some trees. The trees did that to you." That and the fact that we were badly caught off guard, mixed with having no idea how to stave off the lichen once it was on us. Had we known stamina potions would ward off the effects, we wouldn't have been in nearly as dire straits when we made it to you, Maddie explained, grinning as her knife returned to one of dozens of hooks on the inside of her cloak. "Oh," Lumina said, looking at all of them at least once. "Have you informed the Adventurers Guild?"